W.C. White to Daniels, October 4, 1907. Sanitarium, California, October 4, 1907. Elder Daniels, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear Brother, yesterday morning I received your short letter of September 27th, accompanied by one of the same date to Elder Cottrell. In these letters you tell us something of your perplexities regarding the various demands made upon your time, and express the opinion that you ought not to be called upon to make two trips to the Pacific Coast this fall and winter, one to the Los Angeles Convention beginning October 28th, and another to the Union Conference to be held sometime in January. Yesterday, I presented these letters to Brother Bowen, and I hope to see Elder Behrens, who is a member of the California Conference Committee. Elder Behrens was away. Brother Bowen said that he hoped it could be arranged to bring the Union Conference earlier. If not, he would consent to having the medical convention placed at a later date. I hurried off a letter to Elder Cottrell, a copy of which I enclose to you. With it, I sent to Elder Cottrell copy of a letter written by Elder Reeser to Elder Burden, in which he stated his intention to lay down all responsibility connected with sanitarium enterprises immediately, and called upon Elder Burden to take up the responsibilities of the Glendale Sanitarium at once. This morning, I have received a letter from Elder Burden, from which I shall make an abstract, sending one copy to Elder Cottrell and one copy to you. Mother feels very sad over the situation, but she says that she is not surprised, because as the matter has been presented to her, she has expected that Elder Reeser would regard his own plans and views of so much importance that almost anything would be sacrificed in their behalf. The situation is very embarrassing for Brother Burden, because during the last 2 years it has been diligently taught throughout the conference that he is an extremist in the matter of expenditure and accumulation of debt, and that Elder Reeser was the only man standing against it. Mother has instructed me to write to Elder Cottrell, asking him to come up here for counsel. She now thinks of proposing to Elder Cottrell that he go at once to Southern California and help in this crisis. She may propose to go with him. It seems to me that much is at stake there now, and I wish with all my heart that you could break away from Washington and spend a week or two in Southern California before the meeting. But if you cannot come before the convention, I entreat of you to attend, and to come prepared to spend some weeks with us here in St. Helena after the convention. You need not bring a stenographer. We can supply you at the convention and afterward, as long as you will stay here in California. It will be exceedingly embarrassing to the Southern California Conference and the sanitarium enterprises there if the October convention is put later in the season. It will be especially embarrassing to Paradise Valley Sanitarium, but I would much prefer to see the convention delayed a month or 6 weeks than to lose your attendance. I think it would be much better if we could bring the two meetings together by holding the Union Conference earlier. Then you could return east in time to attend the Southern Union Conference at Nashville. I suppose it will make lots of extra work for our accountants and auditors if we bring the Union Conference before the close of the year, but I shall do what I can to encourage this with the belief that it will help you to attend both meetings. And what shall I say about our work here? For weeks and for months we have been waiting for a visit from you. We know there are things that ought to be printed, but we want your counsel. We are occasionally informed that Dr. Stewart and his associates are preparing to print their broadside. It is my belief that some quick work on our part now would take half the strength out of it. We must have your counsel. I know you have matters of immense importance at Washington, but I do not believe there is anything more important than what I have just mentioned. We are very glad to hear that Brother Irwin will attend the Los Angeles meeting. That is good. But we need you also. The fact that two strong men like Elder Cottrell and Elder Evans could attend the camp meeting and go away leaving things in the condition they are now should be sufficient evidence to you that strong reinforcement should come at the time of the October meeting. Yours in haste, W.C. White.